Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, September 27th. You'll be interested to know. 247 years ago, today in 1777, during the American Revolution, the Continental Congress, having fled Philadelphia, held a session in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, making the city the capital of the American colonies for one day. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. It looks like we are in for a slight chance of rain showers early, but then we will see mostly sunny skies with temperatures reaching up to 75 and a light northwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy conditions with a low of 57 and gentle winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Friday will be just before 8, with a low tide at 2. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 63 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny weather on Saturday with a high near 69 and a light northeast wind. Nights will be partly cloudy with lows around 55. Sunday and Monday will continue partly sunny with highs near 68 and 70. Tuesday brings a chance of rain showers in the evening with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 55. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, a Boston restaurant, Polly's North End, is offering a unique lobster roll to help couples pop the question. In celebration of National Lobster Day, the restaurant has created the USS Lobstitution, featuring 28 ounces of fresh lobster meat, along with a certified 1 5/8 carat round-cut diamond ring, priced at $10,000. The lobster roll can also be purchased separately for just under $100. Restaurant owner Paul Barker expressed excitement about the promotion, saying, "Seems like a fun idea, perfect for a memorable engagement." Now on to sports. This Saturday, second-ranked Georgia takes on fourth-ranked Alabama in a highly anticipated SEC showdown. Both teams enter the game with perfect 3-0 records, but Georgia comes in as a 2.5-point favorite, looking to maintain their dominance. Alabama, determined to defend their home turf in Tuscaloosa, will be led by quarterback Jalen Milroe, while Carson Beck heads the Bulldogs' offense. Kickoff is set for 7:30 Eastern on ABC. On Sunday Night Football, the undefeated Bills visit the Baltimore Ravens in another exciting matchup. Josh Allen leads the Bills' explosive offense, fresh off a dominant 47-10 win, while Lamar Jackson and the Ravens, currently 1-2, aim to bounce back. The Bills are favored by 2.5 points, and a tight game is expected. Kickoff is at 8:20. In local sports, this Sunday, the Patriots head to Levi Stadium to take on the 49ers, aiming to snap a 2-game losing streak. With Jacoby Brissett leading New England's offense, they'll face a formidable San Francisco defense, which is favored by 7.5 points. Kickoff is set for 4:05. On Saturday, Boston College, sitting at 3-1, will host Western Kentucky at Alumni Stadium. The Eagles, favored by 6.5 points, will be led by quarterback Thomas Castellanos. Kickoff for this game is at 3. Meanwhile, the Red Sox, who were off last night, will face the Rays tonight at Fenway Park. The game starts at 7:10 with Nick Pivetta, sporting a 4.21 ERA, taking the mound. Expect a cool 70 degrees in Boston for the game. In top news, old newspaper dispensers are now delivering Narcan, an opioid overdose reversal drug, instead of news. Kasia Withrow, a co-founder of the harm reduction organization, Project Mayday, shared her past struggles with opioid access. Today, she helps place boxes of naloxone, the nasal spray known as Narcan, for free community distribution. This life-saving medication has become more accessible since the FDA approved its over-the-counter sale. Withrow expressed gratitude for the progress, stating, "People can just reach in and grab what they need. We did not have that years ago." In business news, OpenAI, once heralded as a nonprofit committed to the safe and beneficial development of artificial intelligence, has undergone a significant transformation. The company known for creating ChatGPT is now shifting to a for-profit benefit corporation. CEO Sam Altman, who previously claimed he held no equity, is set to receive billions in equity and ultimate control of the company. This change comes just as Chief Technology Officer Mira Murati announced her departure, leaving employees stunned and questioning the company's direction. The promise of shared profits seems overshadowed by this new corporate reality, raising concerns about OpenAI's original mission. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $65,300. Ethereum is just over $2,600. And Solana is $155. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. In a striking move, Google has reportedly paid nearly $2 billion to bring back artificial intelligence expert Noam Shazir. This decision highlights the intense competition among tech firms for top talent. Shazir, a key figure behind a groundbreaking research paper that sparked the AI revolution, left Google in 2021 after the company declined to release his chatbot. Following challenges with his startup, Character AI, Google re-entered the scene, licensing Character's technology while securing Shazir's return. His comeback raises questions about whether tech companies are excessively spending in this evolving landscape. And in entertainment news, in a recent episode of SiriusXM's Literally with Rob Lowe, veteran actor Jeff Bridges shared his unique experience working alongside Jared Leto in the upcoming film Tron: Ares. Bridges admitted he was uncertain about Leto's method acting style, having heard much about it from previous projects like Suicide Squad and Morbius. He described the set's interesting vibe, noting that Leto, who is also a producer, prefers to be called Ares. Bridges reflected on the anticipation he felt before meeting Leto, emphasizing the distinct atmosphere each film set can create. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the British writer and theologian C.S. Lewis. And he said, "We all want progress. But if you are on the wrong road, Progress means doing an about-turn and walking back to the right road. In that case, the man who turns back soonest is the most progressive. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.